A Jewish Journal article. Jewish Federation hires security leader. Tisha B'Av protest supports hotel workers. The Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles has hired Sergeant Larry Mead as the new vice president of its Community Security Initiative, CSI. I am very pleased and excited to be part of the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles, and I am looking forward to being an approachable and inclusive team member, Mead said. According to the LA Federation, Mead is a 36-year veteran of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, with in-depth knowledge of terrorism, street gangs, organized crime, security threat groups, cartels, and human trafficking. Prior to his law enforcement career, Mead served for 4 years in the U.S. Army and graduated from Northrop University. We are thrilled and honored to have Sergeant Mead now lead our community security initiative, LA Federation CEO and President Rabbi Noah Farkas said in a statement. Our CSI program serves a vital role in keeping our entire Los Angeles Jewish community safe. CSI is needed now more than ever as we see anti-Semitism and threats against our Jewish community here and abroad rising in alarming numbers. We could not have found a more qualified and experienced person than Sergeant Mead. He will lead our security team into the future. Our community should feel confident and safer knowing that he is at the helm. Launched in 2012, CSI aims to combat the rising threat of terrorism while protecting Jewish schools, synagogues, summer camps, and other organizations in Los Angeles. It plays a unique role by serving as a single point of contact for critical incident coordination, information sharing, safety and security training, and resources for Jewish institutions across the city. Jewish community members join striking hotel workers outside downtown LA hotels. Courtesy of clergy and laity united for economic justice. In commemoration of Tisha B'Av, Jewish and interfaith leaders joined striking hotel workers on picket lines calling for improved wages for the city's hospitality employees. On July 27, more than 50 people turned out at Pico Union Project for a program that included remarks from Craig Taubman and Barrio Boychik, Shmuel Gonzalez. Attendees then joined hotel workers on picket lines outside downtown LA hotels JW Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton to show solidarity with hotel workers who've been on strike since the beginning of July. Tisha B'Av rituals, including the reading of the mourner's Kaddish, blowing of the shofar and chanting for a better world, blended with the day's activities. Meanwhile, demonstrators, some of whom wore tallit and tefillin, carried signs saying, Sin contrato no hay paz, Spanish for, no contract, no peace. Rachel Rubin Green, a writer and retired teacher, joined a Tisha B'Av protest calling for improved hotel workers' wages. Courtesy of clergy and laity united for economic justice. On June 30, contracts expired for approximately 15,000 hotel workers across Los Angeles and Orange counties. One day later, on July 1, Labor Union Unite Here Local 11, which represents thousands of workers at approximately 60 hotels, declared a strike at hotels across the region. The day's Tisha B'Av protest was one many actions that have been organized in collaboration with Hospitality Labor Union Unite Here Local 11. Matthew David Holm, an organizer at Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice, described the day as an incredible and beautiful moment. The joining of Jewish leaders with a labor union fighting for better economic conditions for hotel workers aligned with the history of the progressive and liberal Jewish community's commitment to social justice, he said. One tracing back to Abraham Joshua Heschel marching with Martin Luther King Jr. during the Civil Rights Movement. Co-organizers of the day's action included the Southern California chapter of Bend the Ark, Jewish Action as well as If Not Now and Spiritual Communities IKAR and Nefesh.